looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living, the Dating Your Diet series. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping people fall in love with the right food and the right lifestyle. So today, as we jump into, like last week, we did our lifestyle, and normally, well, pretty much every day, I just talk about food and all day long and what this food does and how that food can harm or help and all this stuff. But lifestyle is something that involves not just eating, but it involves how we feel. It involves our emotions and all of those things will be how our bodies function is going to be the result of what's going on, our stress levels, our happiness levels. And when I say falling in love with the right food, I really do mean that. It's not about it's the right food for you, the right choices, the right emotions, the right lifestyle, because when we aren't in alignment with those and we're not choosing what's for our highest self and our best, then first of all, we're not feeling that lovey-dovey feeling. We're feeling guilt or shame or addiction or tied to or burdened. And so what can really be burdened in our bodies is something called the adrenal glands, the adrenals. That's what we refer to them as. So as I was searching through all my wonderful authors who I have and I've met and who I know I'm about to meet, because I know they're out there, I came across this wonderful, absolutely enthusiastic, vibrant lady. She's written a bunch of books that really, their titles will just catch you right off guard. You think, whoa, did she say that? And I'm going to let her share those titles with you as we introduce her. But what she has done is she said, you know what, let's talk about healing the adrenals. And I was like, all right, we got to start from scratch. So let me just tell you a little bit about my guest today. She is the CEO, health and mindset coach, detox specialist, keynote speaker at Inspired by Hilda. And why is it Inspired by Hilda? Because her name is Hilda Larson. She is just, like I said, full of, my goodness, life, vibrancy, energy. And it is because she has fallen in love with her right foods and her lifestyle choices and everything. So I'm so excited to welcome Hilda to the show. Hello and welcome.
Hello, Lisa. And thank you for that amazing introduction. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, well, just so happy to come across you. And now you are all the way in Norway. I mean, I say all the way because people in Norway are going to think, I'm over in Canada and you're in Norway. And here we are having this wonderful shared time together to talk about what matters most to everybody is happiness and health.
Yes, I am in Norway at this time. Yeah.
Oh, at this time, you travel then. You scooch around.
Well, I have a second home. Yeah, I have a second home in Florida. And I do travel the world speaking, but last year, I think I spent 5 months in Florida.
Oh, wow. Oh, look, you're getting even closer and closer. I'm just really happy to have you here talking because, first of all, you're talking about the adrenal glands. Now, whenever I stand up and I'm in front of people and I try to show them where the adrenals are, I kind of put both of my hands on, not my hips, but even further back on either side of my spines. And I just refer to them as these adrenal glands. And when we're stressed, these get tired. Now, that's the most basic thing ever. Do you want to share with us a little bit, first of all, what they are? And like, they're actually an organ. So why does our stress levels even affect these little guys?
Well, first of all, once I started looking into healing and I went that path myself, I realize that these little puppies are the missing link to so many people because they affect so many processes in the body. And like you said, well, they're not actually organs, but they're little glands, and they sit on top of the kidneys, which is an organ. So we have two adrenal glands, and they sit on top of each kidney. Now, the thing is this. You know, I love to talk about food. I love to talk about energetics. I love to talk about what everything does for our body, but the adrenals, those are the ones that have been with us from the day we were born, and we're just growing up, taken hit by hit, and everybody knows it. You know, you could go through, you know, anybody's story. Like I said, with all my clients, it had, you know, it could be anything from feeling ridiculed or not being loved or having gone through some type of drama or something that felt detrimental. And, you know, let's face it, everybody's been through something. And those little adrenals, they're so sensitive to that type of stress that they leave us anxious, numbed down, sick, and people don't even know the half of how many processes they control or contribute to in the body. I mean, most of us know about, like you said, adrenaline. Also, you know, it's easy to think, well, they produce adrenaline. So when you're stressed a lot, then you hit the wall and you cannot do anymore because you stress them out. But looking at cortisol and everything that they do, I mean, from carbohydrate metabolism, from, you know, looking after our inflammation level, from the muscular skeletal system, they look into the regular metabolism. They control our detoxification capacity. I mean, there are so many things, and they're a part of our endocrine system, which is, like, I call them the governments of the body. They're the government. They're the ones sending out all the signals and telling everybody else what to do. And if any part of the government is down, you're gonna face some major hurt. And the way that I look at them is the little glands that control so much and that we have so much control over, because if something is so torn down and detrimentally slapped, numbed by our emotions, our lifestyle, and how we perceive the world and how we see our own reality, we're taking back control of our health just by educating ourselves and healing these little puppies. I mean, this is such good news that I just, that's my message to everyone, is like, once you figure out that everything is so simple, it's just hard to do. But in terms, it's simplistic. You've empowered someone, and giving back the power to each and every one of us, you know, we're healing the world this way.
Yes, yes. I love that you brought up how the good news is that we can change this and we have the power, and about how we perceive the world and what our perception is. And I want to share something really interesting. I dream, everybody dreams, and I really recall them, but I really recall the dream I had last night. And when I woke up, I thought, wow, I feel really good about, say there was something kind of settled in my dream. Now, was it really settled in real life? Did this happen? No, but in my dream, I felt that things had become settled. Now, this is my perception, right? So I woke up and I literally sat there thinking, wow, I know that nothing really changed, but my perception of it is that I'm at peace. And I suddenly felt like I had a skip in my step, and my I was just light. I felt like I healed. Mm-hmm. And this was because of a shift in my perception. Is that is that how easy this could be?
That is exactly how easy it is. But you know what? See, the body doesn't know the difference if it happened outside of you or if it happened inside of you. All the body cares about is the feeling that you have within the body now. That being said, I am not walking away from us choosing a healthy diet. And I will get, if you let me, you know, in a while, get into the adrenals and how it physically, you know, is a very great part of our healing. But the thing is, you can't heal something and keep on slamming it down at the same time. You've got to do everything. You can't just keep on smoking and then just say to God, oh, please heal my lung cancer. You know, you've got to step up and do what's best for you. But people just don't know that, you know, the adrenals, they're everything. They're the blood sugar, they're the candida, the fatigue, the anxiety, the tremors, the inflammation, the insomnia, the belly fat, the arrhythmias. They're everything. They're like everything. Shortness of breath, tinnitus, you know, the ear, the salt cravings. They're like, oh, my God, I thought this was all the candida and all the fungus. I'm like, yeah, it is. Why? Well, why do you think you have the fungus? Because the adrenals will mess with your blood sugar. And the blood sugar, okay, so here you go, inviting in the fungus. But like you said, it's the mindset of healing the adrenals that comes from only you. It, you know, like I said, you can have all these different traumas in your life, and you can carry them as your story or not. You have one person that has been through a detrimental episode that uses it for health, healing, you know, being a way shower and making the world a different place. You can find another one with the exact same reality at one point, And that person uses it to stay a victim, uses it as a excuse, as an excuse to stay put in that shit that, you know, they're put in. So it's all about perception. And you're so right. You can dream it, or you can watch it, or you can see it. It doesn't matter. As long as you feel it, the body sees it as real.
Like, I think that's where the meditation comes in. And if you don't mind, because you had said, like, you didn't realize about the adrenals until you yourself had gone through some stuff. Would you like to share that, or is that diving into a story that you no longer have?
Oh, well, it's a story I no longer position myself from, but it's a very educational story, so I don't mind telling it in short.
Okay, I would love that, yeah.
Because it's a story about empowerment. Well, I was diagnosed with severe rheumatoid arthritis, Lyme disease, ulcers, severe anxiety. I was so sick, I was numbed out with medications up to my ears. I was in and out of hospitals. I was just so sick, and I just thought I had to keep on going like strong women do. You know, you take your meds, you go to, I had to give up my business. I was an interior architect. I was very successful.
Ooh.
I had to get everything away. And I'm like a potato, so I can do so many things. But I thought I still had to perform. So I thought, okay, I can't do that anymore. It's stressing me out. So how about going back to university to become a journalist? And I thought, okay, that'd be fun. So I just wouldn't listen. I just wouldn't listen to my body. I wouldn't. I kept on going. I was throwing up between classes. You know, trying to travel. I was in so much pain. I was crying every time somebody turned their head. You know, I was crying. Mm. So long story short, I ended up just sitting down. I just couldn't do it anymore. I just sat down. And I just said, you know what? I'm just going to stay here. I'm going to lay down, rather. And I'm going to lay here until one out of two things happen. Either I die or I get healthy, and I don't care which. And I really didn't care which.
You surrendered.
I did.
Is that a surrendering?
I surrendered. I just dropped everything. I stopped every medication, and you know what? It came from a dream. Same thing. I had the dream of all of my meds blowing up. I had started this path before I started, you know, opening up, empowering myself spiritually, and I was so guided. I laid down, and I had three sentences in my head. It said, show me the way. Thank you for this healing. How can I serve? Show me the way. Thank you for this healing. How can I serve? And that's what I did. I just lay there. And you know what? I really got to feel how sick I was, because when those meds left my body, and I'm just saying in the light that I'm not a doctor, I'm not diagnosing anyone. I'm not telling anyone to stop their meds. Or I'm not saying you should do this. This is just my story. Mm-hmm. And now I got to see how sick I really was. I mean, how sick can you get?
Without the mask.
I was so inflamed. I couldn't even open my mouth. I was so inflamed. I couldn't make a fist. I couldn't stretch my arms out. I couldn't bend my knees. I couldn't stand on my feet. I couldn't sit up. I could not do anything for several years. That's how sick I was. Underneath every symptom suppressing drug, that was me. Naked, authentic, ready to die. Just take me, please. So when you've been there and you've walked through that, you learn and you realize that the power that we have, lo and behold, you know, and this is not a story of like a miracle transformation. This is a story of a mindset of hard work, education, and then keeping focus, diligence, and being persistent. That's what it is. I needed to cleanse my body. I needed to understand who I was, that I was a part of nature, that I used to be healthy and I could get healthy again, keep my faith, and look towards nature. And I kept on going, and I kept on going, and I kept on going. And I'm still going, to the point where people are walking behind me saying, hey, girl, I want what you're having. You know, it's like, so
a trail of
that's
behind
the story
you.
That it,
well,
yeah,
first of
that's
all,
where it started.
Thank you so much for sharing that, because you're right. That's very empowering, very empowering, because a lot of people right now are in that spot maybe thinking, I just can't go on. And thank you for highlighting that. At times, I mean, we have gone that route that we do take prescriptions because we don't know any other way, and that we have to have some kind of relief, some kind of way to function. And, you know, so I was going to ask you if, because you are a detoxification specialist, would step one of detox be awareness that we are toxic?
Absolutely. If you don't recognize that there is trouble, then it's very hard to heal it. So first of all, getting aware of where we are and what we are doing, because everything is not as it seems. And we will look about our, you know, look at our diet today. We are literally killing ourselves with what we believe and are told of human food. We can see that, you know, if we wake up and look around, we're building hospitals, for God's sake. We should be building hammocks, you know, and having margaritas in the sand, but we're building hospitals because what we're doing is clearly not working. So once we step out of, number one, being ignorant to the part where we feel that our education stands in our way, where we're not longer teachable, where we're not longer willing to give away what we believe in. That's a big one today. And we like to, you know, look out for the authorities and defend, you know, the people or the school that we went to. So we're not that changeable. And we don't want to step outside the crowd. We want to kind of stay hidden within the general population's beliefs. You know, that's number one. Number two, the self-sabotage is huge because we identify ourselves with what we have. People go to clubs and they start, you know, almost going to reunions, you know, for now I've been sick for so long, and then they connect with everybody else that have the same thing. And so it becomes an identity, and you don't want to lose that. And you could tell people all the reasons that why you can't. It could be from, I don't have the money, I don't have the means, Hilda, it's easy for you, I don't have people around me, and I am the person that will say, stop right here, I had nothing. I was in Norway, it was dead cold, no fruits here, no people around me that did anything that thought I was crazy. Everyone, they turned their back on me. I had no friends left. They had no family left. Nothing. The thing is, that's all self-sabotage, because when shove comes to push and when day becomes night, that's all we have. It is you, us, and our own responsibility. And it's tough.
And on a self-sabotage note, that is where we are going to come back to help anybody right now who feels they are going through that self-sabotage. Right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We are back, and we are here with Hilda Larson, and she is a health and mindset coach, detox specialist, keynote speaker, and a fantastic author and wonderful guest for us today. And as you just shared that story, and very powerful in and of itself to see some of you, and I want to highlight that we went back to the story to let people know
you were isolated during this. This was not like you had everybody, oh, please let me help, and here I'm here to support you, and here's anything that you need. No, you really had to go against all odds, so to speak, and find out, okay, I'm in this here with myself, for myself, and I have to love myself through this and forgive myself for this and do this. I might be jumping to the end of a story, and you have to tell me to shush if I am. But you mentioned that you had Lyme's, this extreme inflammation, fatigue, candida, like all these things. I have to ask about even the Lyme's. Like, are you healthy? Are you balanced? Are you good?
I am perfect. Yes, I am. And that is the amazingness of this. And this is what I teach. I mean, we are designed to be healthy. Our body is a self-healing mechanism. You know, just think about it. When you cut yourself and you stop bleeding, the body will go right to the process. It will stop that bleeding as fast as it can. And what we're doing, see, we're feeding our body so many toxins that it's spending 80% of its energy to try and digest food. So more than anything, you know, instead of thinking that, you know, what you eat is ever going to heal you, I have video sites out saying no raw food diet, you know, even will heal you. Only the body can heal you. But we've got to get out of the way. You got to stop doing what is hurting the body. And once we do that, it will start cleansing, being that happy being that's supposed to be. But you know what? It is going to hurt because there's so much shit in there that needs to come out. It was literally almost killing me for several years. I mean,
wow.
I could speak for hours on parasites. What came out of me, what comes out of my clients, you won't even believe. We're so full of shit. We all have them. And the topic, it needs to come out. I mean, it's the truth. We need to face the truth. We are living hosts for parasites. Mm. And that's mostly what we're feeding. When we're not falling in love with what we eat, it's because somebody else fell in love with what we were already eating. Once we don't eat what's best for us, because we're supposed to eat what's best for us. I mean, no other species on this planet would even discuss their diet. They don't even wonder what to eat. They know what to eat.
Right.
Every species have a species-specific diet. That is a no-brainer. The thing is, once we try to get back there, everything else is going to scream at us, from our emotional eating and our eating for the parasites, feeding the fungus, you know, feeding the memories. We're eating when we're sad. We're eating when we're
feeding
happy.
Feeding the memories.
We think it's a social thing. Oh, I got to do this because we do this together. I'm like, well, do we need to get together to kill it? You know, to kill each other?
Oh,
like, what
right.
are we doing? We're using this. Food has become a completely different thing for us, and we're defending it. And to be honest, once you get rid of all that crap in there and get back to eating raw, fresh fruits and vegetables in their natural form, like you were intended and created by God, you will never miss anything. Once those parasites are gone, you won't miss a thing. Once those adrenals, to put it back into them, are balanced, you'll no longer have the salt cravings that people have. Why? Mm-hmm. Because salt is a stimulant. It's a stimulant to your adrenals. So once you get those puppies up and running, lively and perky, not will you no longer have anxiety. And that's why the emotional story is so interesting, because, you know, anxiety and depression is physical. It was never mental or even emotional in itself. The adrenal is the seat of anxiety. The kidneys is the seat of fear. Our liver holds anger.
Oh, society.
So what do you want?
I might get you to go into that one just for me, because I'm thinking, okay, so wait, adrenals, I'm thinking, because you said society, and I find that very interesting, because I know that liver is fear and anger. So can you explain that, the adrenal and the society connection?
Yeah, anxiety. So think about your fight and flight response. Think about adrenaline. Think about when you're supposed to have that anxious, you know, hurry, this is 911 feeling in your body. That's when a lion comes towards you, right? So you're born to get anxious and really get on your, you know, on your toes and get really perked up when something detrimental happen, something that you need to save your life or something. The thing is, when they get sloppy from us stressing them, using a little bit of adrenaline too much over time, it's like this low-grade inflammation, this long-term stress, mostly taken in by, for example, working somewhere that you're not happy, living in an unhappy relationship, constantly eating cheese doodles when you know you shouldn't, and then living with the bad conscience on top of it. So it's like this low-grade thing, this is nag in your subconscious. Over time, they're going to be so worn out that they're going to kick into an overdrive to try to save their life. So you're actually feeling anxious when you're not supposed to. It's like this inner uneasiness, which can go right into an anxiety attack. So anxiety is physical. Once you heal those adrenals, and I did it on myself, I do it on my clients, everybody calms down, everything is good, the anxiety is gone. Everything is balanced. The same thing I can do with the thyroid and depression. You have a depressed person, look at the thyroid, heal the thyroid, depression goes away.
Oh, now, depression and thyroid are tied because now thyroid, I'm thinking thyroid, energy levels, metabolism, like your weight and things like that. And so depression is a heavy, I would actually even use that word, heavy. Is that where that link kind of goes? It's and that's physical. So that's
the part of it. Now, if you look at the thyroid a little closer, okay, so yes, the metabolism, yes, everything is slow, you're gaining weight, the heart rate, the metabolism, everything goes down. But that thyroid is the boss of calcium uptake and utilization. Mm-hmm. If you don't get the calcium you need, you will feel depressed. And if your body can't take the calcium in from your food, it will start pulling it from your bones and from your tissue. And that whole, you see the circle here is this. What comes first, the hen or the egg? And that's why that's where the empowerment comes in. That's where the healing comes in, because you can do it both ways. See, you can sit down and you can heal your glands through self-love and emotional work. Or you can step right into nature and say, hey, give me those ripe mangoes. Give me everything that is from higher frequency, and give me angstrom. Angstrom is the way that you measure energy in food. We have a very high angstrom in our body. Once you cook anything, it goes to like nothing. You have to get in the same vibration that you live off of. So living food for living people. Once you start doing that,
oh,
and your body starts detoxifying and regenerating, those glands will heal. Your emotions will heal, because you will strip down every old memory and thing that doesn't serve you. It will leave your body in every cell, because the body detoxifies more than just the poop in your intestines and the waste of your lymphatic system. It takes everything out from your pet cells. I lost most of my hair detoxifying because I had so many weak hair follicles. I had, every weak cell needs to go. And you know what? Every cell holds a memory. So once you detoxify physically, guess what happens? You keep crying for no reason, or you remember why you hate your husband, or you remember why, what happened when you were little, and you slowly start healing everything because it comes up right in your face. You can let it go and walk forward. So it's empowering your whole being.
Hilda, that's actually so interesting. So I never actually, I knew why, but I didn't have a proper, clear understanding. Well, I've always been known to have this incredible head of hair. I had ringlets and they flowed, and everybody used to say I had wedding hair. Like I always looked like I was going to a wedding, right? And my mom passed in 2013 at the end of it. I suddenly was finding myself calling and looking around to get hair extensions because I was losing all of my hair. And I thought, what is going, like my diet and this and that. But honestly, it was just such an emotional stress. And now I have my hair back and I have no extensions and I'm happy.
There you go. Bravo. And that was an emotional release for you, because your emotional release was going through your gland. So that could happen too. I mean, that is very typical of the thyroid. I mean, hair loss from the get-go is very thyroid.
Yes.
So,
yes,
you're probably, and what's interesting with the thyroid is, it is your expression of self. So anyone that has a thyroid problem, it's like they're choking themselves, or they've been living something that has turns them inwards, you know, not expressing their true self, not being authentic to the world, being a little bit, you know, too quiet and just sitting, not expressing. And that goes inwards and it hurts the thyroid big time. And it can't do its job. And you end up with all these symptoms. Same thing with the adrenals. If somebody's been after you all your life, criticizing you, you know, giving you stress, being on top of you, getting you into fear, like the kidneys, getting you into fear, because kidneys and adrenals, they sit on top of the other. They are connected so very much. The adrenals, they control the kidney function. So once you've been, if that's been your life, then you're bound to have low adrenals and low kidney function. You see, the kidneys are supposed to filter out the lymphatic system. And we have two major fluids in our body. We have blood and we have lymph. And we always look to the blood, don't we? We look to the blood. We like analyze the blood and the blood, blood, blood. And I'm like, why are we looking at the blood? It's the kitchen. It's supposed to take oxygen and nutrients to every cell. It's the kitchen of the body. Now, the lymphatic system, we have 2 or 3 times more lymph in the body than blood, believe it or not. It's the sewer system. We need to look at the sewer system because we're not feeling good because we're full of crap. It's not because there's anything wrong with the blood per se. If there was anything wrong with the blood, it would just be a symptom. It would just be a part of cause and effect of the lymphatic system. And the kidneys filter out the lymphatic system, filters out excessive lymphatic waste. And what you know what gets dumped into the lymphatic system? Also metabolic waste. Just from standing on your 2 feet, waking up in the morning, we're creating waste. So it's not that we're just, you know, eating crap and doing all these wrong things. No, just being alive creates waste. You know, that's why having parasites in the body is detrimental because they poop, you know, and it's toxic to us.
Yes.
So we need our kidneys and our adrenals to function. And since the adrenals are sitting on top of the kidneys, controlling if they can let everything out, now, where do we want to go when we really want to get to the bottom of a lot of healing? I say, look at your adrenals, and you've come a long way because all the way down to self-love is going to take you, right?
Yeah. You actually just made me think of this. As soon as – now, this is for Canada and probably the States too, but every time somebody has mentioned that, oh, we have raccoons in our attic or we have bats or mice or rats, the first thing anybody says is, oh, you've got to watch out because their feces are toxic. And I'm like – and so you just reminded – that's what made me think of, you know.
No, I hope more. So. I hope every feces is toxic. I mean, that's what they're supposed to be, take out the toxins. You know, so that's that's normal. Same thing. You know, the kidney is supposed to filter out the waste from the lymphatic system. As you know, of course, they have other, you know, they have other responsibilities in the body, but that's one of them, a crucial one when it comes to healing. Because in the society today, it is not about what we're taking in; it is much more about what we're not taking out.
So important. Yes. Okay. Yes. I love that.
Important.
That's why you're the detoxification specialist. This is so exciting. And you know, and actually, I think why it's exciting for me is that I know so many of my clients, friends, people just living in life and talking to people, they are always looking at what can they eat, what can they consume. But you're right. It's oh, and that's what I wanted to share. In my personal story, when I'm getting up to speak and I share with them, there's a very important line that I share at a time of my life when I really need to gain control of my health and everything. And I went through a period where I tried minimizing everything so much in my life that literally all I carried around with me was one, you know, because I had to have my hair straightener, one bag of stuff and my pillow. So I had to have my pillow and my hair straightener. But the fewer things I had to carry around with me, the more I could control, because I had detoxified, I had lightened the load of my challenges. And so when you're saying this really resonates with me, and I try to share with everybody, look at all, you know, the crap that you have in your life that you're constantly trying to manage and find a spot for. And you know, we rent storage units to keep all this. Do you need it? Do you need that?
Yeah.
You know, our bodies are not like that. So
how do you, and that is what is he talking with this?
Yeah, what is detoxification for you? Like, we'll have 3 minutes. So we still have 2-3 minutes for the next commercial. But when you say detoxification, I mean, there's all many ways here, and lymph, the lymphatic system is one.
Yeah.
Where does one start if they are so toxic and they are so sick? What is a step? Because I get scared for people who are gonna. I'm like, oh my goodness! Like, if we were to just dump this into our systems, would we not get?
No.
Would we get sick or no?
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. There's something called responsible detoxification.
Oh, I love that.
Now, everyone can get, you know, a better diet. Everybody can better themselves, but you don't want to go from a SAD diet and jump right into a water fast. You don't want to. You don't want to loosen up so much shit at once. It is not going to get anywhere. It's just going to stay in your system, and it can wreak havoc. It can give you symptoms. It's just going to end up right in the ER. So I never recommend that. When you're really toxic and really sick, I said, call me. Call me. Send an email. Get on a program. You know, start working with someone so that you can responsibly do better. Or educate yourself. Educate yourself. Educate yourself. That's another way of doing it. Empower yourself through education, because there's so much information out there. You can start by empowering yourself that way. But everybody can start somewhere by decluttering. And I love that you said that you brought that in, because in my third book called No More Bullshit, I have a whole chapter on decluttering your life, because it's all connected. Why? Because it's the same mindset. When you start decluttering your whole life, and I mean your thoughts, your office, your home, your work life, your friends, your Facebook list, your emails, you know, everything. And then, you know, your thoughts, you train that muscle that you need to stay focused and to keep your eye on what's important and what's not. Because even in the changing your diet thing field, there's so many things screaming at you. So if you don't train yourself to figure out what you want, you sort it out. These are the five things that I'm going to go for, and this is what I want. If you're not trained, you're going to do like 2 or 3 days, and you're going to be right back, because you are used to some clutter coming in, a friend giving you a call, something happening, always a reason, could be self-sabotage, could be anything, and you're right back there.
Back
to
sabotage.
Well, do better. Yeah.
Well, as we go to commercial, I do want to jump into that detoxification properly, responsibly, and safety, and then we're going to have some fun stories about people's successes of this beautiful detoxification process into health right after the commercial.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg roll showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello,
Oh, I was almost so impatient over that commercial. We could come back and speak with you. This is, Hilda, I want to share with you, like, detoxification has been so huge to me in my entire life. My mom, as I said, she did pass, and people say, oh, what did she die of? And I don't even want to say what she died of, because I feel she died from being toxic of emotions, of, I remember we used to count them when I was a little girl, and she would go, well, I got to go take my pills, and we put them at our thing, and there were 27 pills, because there were seven prescriptions and three of this and that. Oh, and then an alarm would go off, and it'd be like, oh, Lisa, could you go get my pills? I can't walk to the bathroom to get them. And it was just this constant schedule of becoming toxic in my life, and because she wasn't moving, because we know that moving, it gets the lymph going. We have our muscles, as they squeeze, we are getting that lymphatic system to kick in and start moving. So Numat, if I could just say this one thing, if anybody's listening, I know if you're in pain and it hurts, like what you said, you could even bend your knees, bend your elbows, because you have so much inflammation. But that very thing that hurts is what will save us too. The movement, we have to have movement. We cannot stay stagnant, and because that's what poisons us and toxifies us.
Yeah. So with that being said, I feel like having like a kid over on a play date right now, talking about all this stuff that we can, because we have so much control and power in our lives.
And if you could just continue that path of sharing with us about detoxification and all the some success stories of people, because you've worked with so many people and you've inspired them and the changes you've seen. Is there anybody you want to share about? Or, I mean, you're a fantastic story, but anything that you could just connect with, and maybe a listener out there that just goes, that's me, and I want that change.
I know, and there was so many good stories. And on my website, I have, you know, a lot of testimonials. But, you know, people can go on inspiredbyhilda.com and read all the different testimonials that people put out there. You know, it's about my courses. It could be my coaching. It could be by the, you know, from the detoxification program. It could be from anything. People are living that. And, you know, more importantly, they're showing their families. So the ripple effect is enormous, you know. But when we talk about the detoxification that you need to be responsible, I want to share with the listeners just the basic pyramid of how detoxification works, because then you can find out, oh, that's me, I'm right there, so I can go from there. Because today with a SAD diet, and we call it SAD, S-A-D, it's short for Standard American Diet. And I'm in Norway, and I'm using that because it actually is, you know, standard worldwide diet, or close to it, you know, right now. So that diet is like at the bottom of this pyramid. It's on step one. It's where you're walking from. Now, the next step, if you want to do better for your body, burden it less, because that's actually where you're at. It's not about eating better. It's actually about burdening it less. You need to walk away from number one, dairy. Always dairy number one. Why? Not only is it crazy acidic, it is so mucus forming, it will clog up, you know, and lay on top of your, you know, your inside your small intestines, on your villi, where all the nutrients are supposed to be absorbed. So it will, and everybody knows that. Have you ever had, if you had milk in your mouth? I would grow up on that stuff. You just feel the slimy thing, you know,
But are you including raw and grass-fed dairy?
Everything. I don't care. As long as somebody took it out of a cow, I don't care. We're talking milk that was made for calves. Now, there's a reason there's a difference, and it's not only the mucus. It is also that the protein, the casein, it's not made for humans. The growth hormone, way over top, made to have a calf grow enormously in that first year. So we're all hurting from dairy. And not only that, it is giving us osteoporosis. It's so acidic, it's actually taking calcium from our bones. So we've been taught that, you know, dairy will give you calcium. And I'm the first one, and I know this is crazy, but I'm the first one to say, bullshit. That is real bullshit. So that's
it's
my
cow shit.
One, you know,
sorry.
It's cow shit. Yeah, it's bullshit. Yeah, like a bull. So that's the first one for me. Always the dairy, just because it's so mucus forming. And not only the dairy, it's like opium-ish compounds in cheese that makes us addicted to it.
So
that's what
not
I see.
The cheese.
I mean, you can take away a lot from a person, but try to take away the cheese, they hit. You know, they'll hit you. So, and it's interesting because the cheese is a hard one for so many, and it was for me.
Yeah,
I mean, I was eating cheese, I mean, just right off of the, right from the fridge because, you know, who doesn't love cheese?
Right.
But very addictive. So that needs to go. Second that needs to go is all the gluten. Glue. It's glue. It's literally glue. It'll glue itself on everything on the inside of you. And just the parasites, when you have glue setting in there, and then you put on some cheese, like you have a nice pizza, so you have the glue first, you know, on your intestine. Mm-hmm. Then you have the cheesy thing and all the slimy thing. Guess what you're becoming? You're becoming an open house for all the parasites and all the fungus. They're just invited in. They love it. It's the perfect environment for them.
Mm-hmm.
So then the party starts with everything else going on, everything that they contribute to. Now, once you've gotten those things off, that's when I get to, you know, and I see there's a lot of paleo and everything, but I'm really telling you, animal protein is not for human consumption. And if you want, I can tell you just a little bit about that because I love that topic. Because so many people come to me and they're like, what about the protein? What about the protein?
Because, and you know what, too, Hilda, this is actually important. I'm so excited for you to share
important.
This because not only for regular daily life and eating, but what about all the people who are in the gym training their muscles and they're like, I got to eat lots of protein. I got to get lean and burn that fat. So, please share that.
Exactly. That's why it's so important. Two sides to this. Number one, we cannot use protein. No human body can use a protein. We make our own protein. A protein is a finished product. It's a part of the muscle. It's a part of something from a living being, like an animal, either from an egg or a fish or the milk or the muscle itself. And we chew on the muscle itself, thinking it will make our muscle growth strong. While the body, when it sees that protein, is thinking, where are the amino acids that I need to make protein? So it has to tear down that whole composition, look for the amino acids and all those byproducts of trying to digest our protein goes right to the kidneys, hurting our kidneys. Now we're back to the kidneys and liver again, and all my dogs were getting sick from it. So when you get to understand that, you look to the cow and you're like, well, where does it get its protein? I'm eating that muscle to get protein. Well, it's eating grass to get it. You know, it's smart. It eats, but it's an herbivore. And people say, well, I'm not a cow. No, you're not. You know what you are? You're a primate. We can study the human body up and down and in and around, and we are primates. We have the hands. We have the salvia. We have the teeth. We have the intestinal tract. We have the stomach acid. We have everything of a primate. Look at the gorilla. We are inside with all those functions that has to do with processing and digesting food, mind you. I mean, that's what we're the most like, and that's what we're talking about. You know, what to eat, what's a species-specific diet. We're primates. So eating that will keep us healthy. Eating grass will keep a cow and a horse and a giraffe healthy because they're herbivores. Carnivore is a cat. They run on protein. That's all. You know what they have? They have an intestine of 1 foot. They take the protein in, they pull it right out. We have, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 feet of small intestine. So when we eat that protein, that's another side of it. It just sits there. It has no fiber. It cannot move. Yeah. It sits there and it putrefies. It putrefies and it putrefies because it sits there for between 24 and for some people 48 hours and longer.
Yeah.
And can you imagine in that environment, can you imagine how hot it is in there? And it's just sitting. So
yes, imagine a steak is left in a car in the summer with
the
windows
sun.
Rolled up.
I know.
Yes.
For 2 days.
Yeah.
For 2 days. It's like, I know. And that's no wonder people smell when they go to the bathroom. And I mean, I'm just being real. I mean, that's what it is. We're full of shit because it sits there. And because we don't know. So we can't blame ourselves. I mean, I lived that most of my life. We don't know any better. But now when there's new information, I'm just hoping everybody will open their mind and look towards what's going on because people are getting healthy. People are having a better outlook on life. They're looking younger. They're feeling younger. And they're walking away from this paradigm that is hurting us. there's a whole shift.
What would you say to somebody who says, well, I'm on the keto diet, so I'll just share with everybody, because there are amino acids and that the protein that we need, we can get from plants. Now, I'm not telling everybody go vegan, do this. You can do it. Everybody has their choice.
I am.
yeah, there you go. No, that's good. Could somebody, I know this because I feel healthy and vibrant and I'm lean and all that good stuff. So that's what we're attempting to do is to.
Well, the thing is that I see is that you can go keto. You can go like a, paleo or have a very high protein, high fat diet for a long time, depending on the health of your kidneys, most of all, until you crash. If you know how many come to me that have been on that diet, and I'm one of them, because you're taking away, you know, a lot of the carbs that are processed, you're taking away a lot of the defenders. So for most people, it's a step up. You're still feeling better, but if you really want to get to the generation level where you want the body to regenerate, you've got to dig in. And there's no way the body's going to start a deep detoxification process on any form of protein. That's been proven. It needs to go high astringents, high fruits, high living cleansing. That's why people say, well, of course, it's a detoxification diet. And I'm like, yeah, well, I've been on that fruits only for 5 years. It's not a detoxification diet. It is my sustainable diet, because I just, I just looked to nature and I thought, you know, another thing, we need less. The same thing you were talking about. We don't need that much food. We need less and less the cleaner that we get. So the more we think we need, it's just because there's so much in there to feed. But I mean, the protein thing is a big one. But the thing is, no matter how well we look at it, there is no way the body can use anything but amino acids to build its own protein. And that goes for all the other animals that we eat. They also find it in the amino acids. And there's nothing that the body will need ever that is not right there in nature for us.
That's right. Oh, I love that you shared that. And actually, that's a big piece of, as you said, educate ourselves to be able to empower ourselves. And I try to teach that. I used to, this is a lifetime ago that I was reading up on microwaves. I think this is probably 1997 or something. And I read that when we cook, well, we think we're cooking chicken or something in the microwave, that the ionic bonds become so tightly bound together that we can't even access the protein. But then I learned that, well, I'm not even accessing it anyway. So
I know. And you know that, that's detrimental. I mean, those machines, I haven't seen one in a long time. But, I mean, you should walk away. You shouldn't have it in your house. Because
I actually threw it out.
Radiates through the whole kitchen.
Yeah, 1997. Yeah. I put it out on the curb. This is actually a funny part of the story. I was I married? I was almost married. I remember I was just learning how to actually cook as opposed to doing what I would do. And he should have not even married me then, because I remember he said, okay, you're going to either have to learn how to cook or something, because I've lost 13 pounds in a week and I need to eat something besides carrots.
That is so funny.
I can see that.
Yeah.
How can people learn more from you? Because, goodness, I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours, and there's so much, and it's layers upon layers. But as you said, if we're making steps in burdening our bodies less, how can they learn from you? Where can they find you?
Well, I'm pretty easy. My name is Hilde with an E, so it's H-I-L-D-E, and my company name is Inspired by Hilde. So you will find me almost everywhere under that note. My website is inspiredbyhilde.com. My name is Hilde Larsen. You find me on YouTube. I'm Inspired by Hilde on Facebook, on Instagram. So any way you want to connect, and there's buttons everywhere, click connect. I'm Hilde at inspiredbyhilde.com. It's my personal email address. Aww. You can shoot me one. I really love to connect, because people is what I love, and why I'm doing this. I just don't want anyone to go through the hell that I did. I don't want anyone to have to experience that. And if I can shed a light for someone, or just lead the way, or point the right, in the right direction, that's my mission. That's my passion. That's what I live for.
Well, you certainly embody it. And every time, I honestly, when I see just any picture of you, any video of you, you're so smiling, and you're always surrounded by the most colorful natural foods, fruits and vegetables, and you get excited and you talk to incredible people about that. And so that's why, first of all, we're going to have you on again, but just sharing about this. And more importantly, you do have something called, if I can squeeze this in the last minute, there's something called healing the adrenal challenge. Can just tell them in 30 seconds, where can they go? Because if somebody wants to get on this, it's for free. They become a member for free and they can join this challenge. Where do they go for that? Oh, I've lost Hilda. Possibly. Well, in the hopes that Hilda is there and hearing us, she does have a challenge going on right now. So if you want to be a part of a community and support and togetherness in where you can support and heal your adrenals, I think this is fabulous. So go on inspiredbyhilda.com, become a member. It is free. And then you can join this challenge. And I think everybody can become healthier all together. And I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for sharing this extremely informative, uplifting, positive hour with us. The Dating Your Diet series is brought to you by Light on Living, which is on Mondays at noon Eastern time. And just this is Thursday, so join us next Thursday for yet again another Dating Your Diet series. And we're just going to bring you more and more stuff to become healthier and help you fall in love with the right food. So thank you so much, everybody, for joining. We'll see you again next week. Bye, everyone.